Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 257. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
57 reminds me of Heinz, which reminds me of ketchup. So I'm enjoying this episode already.
That's right. It's the ketchup episode. Now, do you believe in that old myth, by the way, where you, if you hit the 57 on the bottle, then it comes out better? The ketchup. Because a lot of times the Heinz ketchup.
Ketchup. What are you saying, ketchup?
When you flip the bottle of the Heinz, the old school bottles of ketchup, the ones that are glass bottles.
Yeah.
And you shake it up and down and you shake it, and you try and get the ketchup out of it. You know that it's hard to get the ketchup out. Sometimes you need to put a butter knife in there to let it slide out. But they say, you know, this we've grew up with this, that if you literally punch the 57, it's going to go and it's going to come out. Is that right?
I don't know. I use squeeze bottles now, so who knows?
I know, but back in the days of the glass.
I don't know. I think that was just a good spot on the bottle maybe to hit it, like sort of in the middle.
It's like a sweet.
I don't think it's a G spot.
The K spot.
The K spot. For ketchup. I sometimes do get a big O from a nice fresh bottle of ketchup.
You love your ketchup.
Love my ketchup.
You never liked catsup. C-A-T-S-U-F.
No, because it wasn't Heinz. It was because Heinz had a trademark on the word ketchup. But that, so you couldn't use the word ketchup.
That's since expired, right?
It's expired. You know what else? Speaking of which, do you know what Taco John's, I've never heard of Taco John's, but they are, I guess, a big taco chain. Right now, there's people listening going, I go to Taco John's. I don't know where they are in the country. Don't really care. They're not in New York. West Coast. Okay.
Well, like somewhere in the Pacific Northwest and places like that.
Okay. So Taco John is the inventor.
I know this. I know what you're going to say.
Of Taco Tuesday.
That is correct.
They used to have a deal for two tacos for $2 approximately, and they called it TWO, Tuesday, right? They spelled it differently. And they have a trademark for Taco Tuesday. Now, if you want to like go on the air and say it's Taco Tuesday, it's fine. But you can't be a taco chain and have a Taco Tuesday.
Like Taco Bell, for instance.
Taco Bell is now suing, saying it's such a commonplace expression. It's such part of the nomenclature of American culture that everybody uses it, that it's no longer a unique thing.
Bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm erring on the side of Taco John's on this one. They were clever enough to make the phrase, invent it, coin it, and then copyright it And that trademark or copyright should be honored in its entirety. And just because the big bad Taco Bell chain, which is probably 100 times its size, a big behemoth of a taqueria, comes along, I don't think that they should have the right to swipe the name or to make it all of a sudden everybody can use it. Now, well, I don't know, man. I
agree with you, but legally, if something becomes no longer associated with your brand, it's so common, the law says that anyone can use it. That's the way it works.
So in this case, who's to
Taco
say
Bell
that
might win?
But no, who's to say that Taco John's, that it's not working for them and it's not relevant? We don't live near Taco John's to know the answer to that question, but they may really, what if they sink or swim by their Taco Tuesday promotion?
That's irrelevant though. The term is now part of everybody's common spoken word. And then it no longer has association with their brand.
Okay.
In other words, when you hear iPad, you think of Apple, right? You can't have another iPad, right?
Right.
Well, when you think of Taco Tuesday, nobody thinks of Taco John's because you just say, oh, it's Taco Tuesday. I'm going to have tacos. It's Tuesday.
Well, there's not enough Taco John's in the country. If Taco John's was, scale it up to the United States all around.
But that's irrelevant. People call it Taco Tuesdays because of it's Tuesday. It's a great name. I'm just saying legally, if Taco Bell can prove it's commonplace,
right,
that everybody just says it now,
right,
then they're going to say, well, why can't we just say it?
Right. Well, they're challenging it, of course, because right now it is, they can't use it because Taco John's went ahead and coined the phrase and copyrighted it. So good for them.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
But I like the taste of taco.
When you said the ketchup thing.
I like the taste of taco.
It reminded me.
Taco John taco. That would be nice. So I had my family over for Mother's Day. And
oh, did you have them all in your little dinette?
No, the one with the stack of papers.
Yeah,
on
it's still there, by the way. I'm looking. If you haven't seen it, it was in my Insta story on, and I think I saved it. If you go to the was the highlights section of my Instagram page at David Brody in the Brooklyn Boys videos, I think I saved it. Scary's bad parking job and his stack of unsightly papers, which hasn't moved.
I love how it's a highlight of your life. My stack of papers is a highlight. Well,
it's not. It's a highlight of our show. It's not the highlight of my life.
If you notice in the background there, you could see it, Brody. No one else can. Nothing has moved. There has been no paper added, nor shredded, or thrown away, or put away.
You've
for that matter.
Nothing.
I've accomplished zero. In fact, if I was to lift up the stack, there would be an outline of dust around it. So yeah, it's just sitting there. But yeah, so no room at the dinette because the papers are in the way. So I had my family up in the rec room. Now, you have to understand,
now, this is not your apartment. This is in your building. There's a room you could rent.
Yeah, you know where Sam's husband, William, was giving me those rub downs in the sauna and the steam room?
Yes, we
were doing that and he was working me out.
Sure.
Classic. Well, on that level is a gym, a sauna, a steam room, a conference room, a kitchen, and a main lounge with an outdoor patio and wraparound deck. It's pretty much the rooftop of my building. Hmm. So for Mother's Day, because I have no room here in my apartment because of the stack of papers.
Right.
I reserved the rec room and main lounge and the whole floor pretty much for a party. Now, you're allowed to do that. You put down some money. You also secure it, back it up with a security deposit so you don't wreck the joint. And you can do whatever the hell you want with the place. And so I had it reserved on Mother's Day from 1 to 7 p.m., which is great. Awesome. Good times. I had my catering come in. I had my family. The kids were running around.
Now, did this make up for the fact that you have not given your mother any grandchildren? Now, are you even?
Please. Anyway, so it was so much fun that, okay, let me back up a second. The kids were in the kids' playroom. That's a public area. Can't block that off. Then there's the outdoor deck, which, again, public area. Can't block that off. But the party was, no one was coming into the kitchen or the main lounge.
Velvet
now,
ropes?
Now, my brother has a dog, Butters. Butters is a corgi. Butters, he's the human vacuum cleaner. And he makes no noise. I've known this dog for 8 years, every family holiday, every time we're hanging out, even when guests show up, company's coming. The dog is like, oh, we'll just walk to the door and just sniff around a little bit.
You've known this dog 8 years, and you know him so well, you've actually thought about petting him once or twice.
Oh, I've pet him. Corey, listen, Butters is the man. I love Butters.
Yeah. However, when you pet Butters, how do you talk to him? Do you talk to him? You just pet him. Is he colicky?
He's a corgi.
Oh, okay.
So,
but tell me how you pet him. Says Corgi's in front of you. Butters is in front of you.
I'm like, hey,
talk to the dog.
How you doing? You a good dog? Yeah? Yeah? You want a treat? Butters wants a treat? Like that kind of shit.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you talk to your dog, Moots?
Moots?
Mozzarella?
Moots.
Moots?
Mootsie.
Mootsie?
Yeah, I talk to Mootsie that way. I talk to Drew.
Let me hear how you talk to Percy.
Percy?
Yeah.
Come here, Percy. Come here, boy. Come here, boy.
You can do that. Who's a good dog? You a good dog?
Drew and Mootsie are sleeping on the windowsill. Awesome. They're not coming anyway. So he's sitting with them.
So I've known him to be a very quiet dog, very docile. Even my mom, who hates dogs, is like, it's just a pleasure having Butters around. Okay, now fast forward to my party the other day. Well, all of a sudden, Butters gets ferocious, and it starts going. Ruh, 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 ruh. And I'm like, what the fuck? What, this dog barks? I didn't know it ever made a sound. I didn't know what the dog sounded like. Starts running over because two Indian guys come off the elevator and onto the patio for where the party was because they have access to
Is that important to the story, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
So the guys were outside and they had every right to be coming outside to the, you know, our party because that is a common area. Well, the dog was barking uncontrollably, and my brother had to, like, you know, distract him, give him a treat, whatever, saying, Butters, down, Butters, stop, whatever. Butters is a racist. But we have a racist dog.
You think the dog was barking because they're Indian?
Absolutely.
And by the way, do you know for a fact they were Indian?
They could have been. No, they could have. They were of Indian descent. They were of Asian descent.
Southeast Asian.
Southeast Asian descent. They could have been Pakistani. They could have been. It doesn't matter. I think Indian because I'm going with Indian because there's a big Indian population in my. I'm playing the numbers here, playing the odds.
Okay, playing the numbers.
But that doesn't matter. They were brown. And I think
that was Scary Jones, by the way.
What?
They were brown. Gotcha.
So I'm saying. Fine.
You're allowed to say that.
Well, Butters is not down with the brown. Apparently, you know how I know this? Because. What? Rewind to the Christmas holiday and Thanksgiving when we're at my parents' house and we're wherever. Whenever someone, one of my friends, my white boy friends, walk in the door, Butters doesn't do anything. Butters never barks.
Mm-hmm.
So Butters did not like these two Indian guys.
Now, wait a minute. How many people of color do you have at your house?
None.
These gatherings?
That's the point.
You have no sample size. It's not like if you said to me, you have two guys in your group that are black. One guy, the most old guy.
Less is the best. Yeah.
Less is the best.
Less has never met Butters.
Okay, then you can't go by anything. If you said to me, when I bring all my friends over and Less is one of them,
when Teddy shows up, when Bald Freak Ronnie comes through the door, my boy Jay Smoller, all my friends from Brooklyn, they come in.
Been around, but maybe it's just these two guys he was barking at because they're strangers and he's defensive in an area he's not familiar with. He's defensive about strangers. It's not about the skin color. Dogs are colorblind.
I think it's racist. I think Butters is racist. I told my brother, I said, dude, you got a racist dog on your hands. You're laughing,
that's the thing. Now, if it was a German Shepherd, I could see it, you know, maybe, you know, but that's.
No, but okay. So I'm just going by the fact that every time Butters meets a new friend or of ours, the dog, he doesn't do anything.
What color is the dog?
He's orange and white.
Orange.
Well, yeah, whatever. Brown and white. Yeah.
Okay. So he's a self-loathing dog.
I'm just saying, I think
maybe these were shifty people. Maybe.
No, they're not. They were two guys. They were my neighbors. These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know their names?
No, I don't. But it doesn't matter. I don't know all my neighbors. There's 285 apartments in my building.
Right, but you said these guys are awesome. You'd think you'd say hello to them.
Well, they were cool. They were just, you know, they're just like everyday neighbors that I see on the elevator and in the lobby and whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I think, can a dog be racist? Is that, first of all, that's a question.
I don't know. Maybe there's aromas that maybe these guys smell differently than you. Not because they're Indian. They just may have given off a scent that he didn't like. I don't think he looked at them and went, oh, the South Asian descent. No, I don't think so. And those were the only minorities. Of course, it's your family. There were no other minorities. I get it. No,
nobody else walked in during that time.
So then you can't maybe see again. What if a white person walked? He would have barked at them too.
You should, but he doesn't do it at my parents' house.
He knows everybody.
Nope. When my friends walk into my parents' house,
because they assume your parents let them in, they must be cool. You took them to a rooftop. No, I think it's. I think you're imagining. I think you didn't like them, so you assume the dog doesn't like him for the same reason.
That's not true.
Hold up that mirror to yourself.
I just don't understand why you think you need a bigger sample size. You need to have a parade of people walking through of all shapes and sizes and colors.
You can't say he doesn't like minorities if you barked at the only two strangers at the party. That's all. You got to have another white stranger or a couple other white people.
Like a
people
control
there.
Group. Like this is a science experiment.
Right. It's like if you take a bottle of water and you drink it and you go, oh, that's bad water. You can't say all water is bad. You have to have other bottles of water.
Okay.
You know, whether it's white milk or chocolate milk, and I'm only saying white milk for the point of this conversation. I don't mean white milk, it's milk. But you can't have only two Indian people and say, I don't know. I have to meet this dog. Maybe he doesn't like Jews. You definitely had no Jews at the party either.
How would he know?
When was the last time your parents had a Jew in the house? Exactly.
They're friends with Jewish people. Yes.
Yeah. Right. They're accountants during tax season.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
I want you to tell me if I should be worried.
Oh boy.
I got an email from someone I don't recognize. And it says, you are the letter you are webcam onanism was so repulsive that I almost had to turn my head in case I discovered the depths of your repugnant nature as someone near to you. I would halt greeting the letter U.
What the
gaining entry to UR devices is quite effortless. It's essential to take action concerning your internet safety by accomplishing the requirements. Dashcoin, within 3 days after pursuing the letter, you can sustain a positive image in the eyes of your loved ones. Your visual displaying you are interest shall be forwarded to all your contacts.
Yeah.
Don't test me. I'll delete the email for security reasons.
Right. So what he's going to do is he's going to, if you don't pay with the Bitcoin within the time, if it expires, he's going to send pictures of you jerking off to the entire
My webcam,
your webcam pictures and video, because you whack it in front of a webcam all day.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that what you do?
That's why I have duct tape to put over the webcam. But that's so I shouldn't be worried, is what you're saying.
Well, if you take those words and highlight them and put them in a Google search engine, you'll see thousands and thousands of that come up under a scam. That is a popular scam. To get you, I heard one makes millions and millions of dollars. That specific one, and Brody, if you remember, it might have been on a previous episode, several years back, that happened to me, and it was when that was a new scam, and I actually went to one of the engineers at the radio station, like, "Hey, what is this? Where is this from?" And I believe it was you, Brody, who told me to put the words in the search engine and see what happens. Yes. It was you who relieved me, you know what I'm saying.
So here's my question.
But not on camera.
If somebody said to you, were you on 14th Street on Thursday, and did you punch a woman? Would you say, oh my God, I've never punched a woman? Or would you go, Thursday, what was I doing Thursday? Right? What would your response be? If you told the cops,
never hit a woman in my life.
Right. You wouldn't start thinking about what you were doing Thursday. Because you're like, well, was I in that area on Thursday? Did I hit a woman? You would say, I don't even care when I've never hit a woman. If somebody sends you an email, Scary, whether it's a scam or not, and they say they have your webcam footage of you doing disgusting things, your first response was to go to the engineers at the radio station to see if someone could actually access your webcam. Instead of saying, this can't be real, I don't whack it in front of a webcam, just admitted to all of the slices that you do whack it in front of a webcam. And that's why you went to see if it was possible.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not true.
Yes, it is, because you would have said this is fake immediately.
So I guess in the format that they sent me back in the day, and this was several years ago.
Yeah, you were S in your own D on webcam.
No, I was not. What I'm going to tell you is,
Sir, did you go to ShopRite and steal $100 worth of steaks Wednesday? Well, let me think. I think I was at the dentist on Wednesday. No, you go, I don't steal.
I see where you're coming from.
No, they saw where you were coming from.
I set you up for that one, and you know it. All I'm going to say is this. Okay.
Why was your first instinct to see if they could do it?
What I was concerned with was, at that time, I was still doing my Speaking Volumes podcast on video. I was doing that back since 2018.
And what are you and Cher doing that you're worried about?
No, it's like, before we get going, you know how the two of us, we talk a little bit on camera before we go? Same thing with Cher. And sometimes there's some shit talking that goes on. It's not so much about pornography as it is about maybe I've said some things, on camera that I don't want people hearing. You know, it's more about my language or something, or maybe I said something off color, or we were joking around because we have that kind of relationship where we, you know, whatever. And you know, we always share each other our problems.
What is it you think you said to Cher that would be repugnant nature as someone near to you, I would halt greeting you?
The only reason why I went to the engineers was because I wanted to make for shit sure that this was indeed a scam. Mm-hmm. And that there's no way they could have any footage or audio of anything.
Because of you doing something that was so repulsive that I almost had to turn my head. That's the kind of thing you... I want to see footage of what you and Cher are talking about.
I love... By the way, I love the poor attempt at English.
Yeah,
the way the sentence structure... Someone tried to use Google Translate and it... Or an app that was a ripoff of it. Because that doesn't translate perfectly at all.
Not even close.
but
thanks for confessing on your end. That's great.
I didn't confess to shit. And by the way, I think it's safe to say you're okay. You're good.
All right.
I'll tell you what I did do.
If it's gross, I don't want to know.
Well, no, this is just a little throwaway. If you live in Morris County, or if you live in Short Hills,
New Jersey,
my feature is out, and your name is dropped in prominently in the article.
Oh, what feature? And is it David Brody, I hope?
I made the cover of two magazines, and it was just released today. I'm really excited about this.
Bougie Homes and Gardens?
It's a bougie magazine, yeah.
Short Hills is a rich area.
Well, no, it's called... apparently, they drop... I'm going to hold this up to the camera, Brody. You could see them a little bit there. The two magazine covers?
Yep.
I'm on the cover of both magazines.
You're stretching on one of them.
Well, that's me in the iHeart hallway on... And then this is other one is me in the studio. I made the cover of both for Morris and Chatham and Short Hills.
Three areas you're not from.
It's City Lifestyle Magazine. And I just want to shout out to Anna Meyer, who is the in charge of the magazine, publisher and all that. 3 months ago, they came over to the radio station. They did a whole photo shoot with me. And then they... They took an hour to do an article on me. I said, but I live in Jersey City in an apartment. What the hell do I have to do with haughty, haute lifestyle?
Right.
Because these magazines get dropped on doorsteps of...
Where the servants come get them.
$5 million houses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then other places as well. It'll be available online next week for the entire country to see. It's nationwide. But she said to me... Look, you have a great story. You live in New Jersey, and a lot of times we have people on the cover and people we do story that doesn't mean they live in New Jersey or they have that lifestyle, but we find them interesting and we find you interesting. I'm like, that's awesome. I think the last person
who they just called you out of nowhere?
Who did I can't believe it's not butter commercials in the 90s?
A lot of people. I don't know.
Who was like the famous? Anyway, he was on the cover a couple of months ago.
It worked for his career. You don't remember who it is.
Exactly. Anyway, so be on the lookout for that. It's City Lifestyle. But anyway, I'm kind of excited about it because I've never been on the cover of a magazine.
Oh, well, that's very good. How did they get out and get in touch with you?
I was out in...
Both magazines.
I was out at an event in Short Hills for the grand opening.
Grand closing.
Of that. That was the night that you were supposed to join me at that store, the grand opening of that store.
Oh, my car accident night.
Yeah, that night. Uh-huh. Night you'd like to forget. The woman was there reporting on the opening of this shade store, and she's like, "Oh my God, scary! I've listened to you my whole life and all this," and that was that. So I'm the king of New York. We talked about that. And I'm
so does the woman work for a publishing company that owns numerous magazines?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they double dipped you. I got you.
Yeah.
Very nice. So tell us slices the really important part of the story. Will you mention me?
Because
I'm a kid from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, who made it in radio.
I mentioned the podcast, and I plugged our podcast. That's what I did. So there. That's all.
You said you mentioned me.
Well, yeah, I mentioned my podcast partner, David Brody, you know, you're in there. I made a quote about you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll take it.
I was trying to angle it to do an article about the Brooklyn Boys, but in a magazine about New Jersey, that was not going to fly. So I tried.
Yeah, but most of the places we talk about are in New Jersey. That's relatable.
It is.
Anyway. In fact, I'm going to talk about a New Jersey bakery when you give me a chance.
Go for it.
There's a place in South Orange, New Jersey that many years ago, my family fell in love with. It's a bakery right near the train station called Kate and Abby's, C-A-I-T, Kate and Abby's. If you're from that area, and I'm not, but I've heard of it. My kids heard about it. And they drive there on occasion and they love the cookies. Well, my daughter was coming home from college and her birthday was last weekend. And I was given an assignment. On Friday, she's coming home from school, right? It's her birthday. My wife says to me, all she wants is cookies from Kate and Abby. So while I'm at work, since you're not at work at the moment, please go pick up the cookies. This is what she wants. Just go pick out the cookies. And my daughter texts me the day before and says, I'm excited. I'm getting the cookies for my birthday. Thank you. These are the ones I want. Here's a picture. I'm like, okay, great. Put it in my phone. Get to Kate and Abby's before, you know, at some point on Fridays. So I go to do the store. I get there at 3:10 because I had to go look around for a parking space. It's near the train station, very busy. I get the space and I go up to the door and they're closed. Lights are off. They're done. I look at the sign. It says we're open until 3 p.m. Now, is it my fault that they closed at 3 p.m.? And I didn't know it. Yes, it's my fault. No one to blame but me. I looked up to the skies and I went, no! Because I had promised my daughter one thing. It's all she wanted for her birthday.
Kate and Abby's cookies.
Kate and Abby's cookies. And she was coming home in a few hours and we were all meeting at a restaurant for dinner. And I was supposed to come with the box of cookies. Scary. Every thought in my head raced through my brain. And I thought, well, maybe there's someone in the area that sells these cookies. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, we feature Kate and Abby's cookies.
Yeah.
So I start Googling, like, who else sells their cookies? Where can I get these cookies? What am I going to do? They don't open until 7 a.m. the next morning. I got to show up with cookies tonight. And at this point, it's 3:15, 3:20 now, and I'm panicking in front of the bakery. And I got to meet my family for dinner in a few hours. I'm like, oh, my God. So I call my daughter on the phone. She's driving home from college. And I said, listen, I love you. You know, I hope you know that. But I don't have the cookies.
You're priming the pump for the bad news, the pump for the big letdown.
So she was very disappointed and not happy. Very sad.
You couldn't.
So I called my wife at work and I said, hey, listen, they closed the
clock. Shit.
Oh, I got shit. And I deservedly so. I deserve the shit. So I go on Instagram and I DM the company. Just as me, not as, you know, anybody who used to be in radio. And I said, listen, do you guys sell your cookies anywhere? Here's the story. I don't know what to do. I'm having dinner with my family at 7 o'clock tonight. And I don't know what I have to do. Nothing. I don't hear anything back. I'm done. So I'm like, fuck it. So I rush to the restaurant. I get a parking space. It's 7 o'clock. My wife texts me and says, your daughter's running late because she hit traffic. She just got in. She's got to do makeup and hair. We're probably looking at 7:30. So I'm like, all right, I got a half hour. I got to sit in this parking space. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'll just sit here and look at my phone. I look at Instagram. They wrote me back. They said, we live 25 minutes from the bakery. We will come there right now and reopen the store at 7:30.
Shut up.
If you will come right now.
Shut up.
So I said, yes, I'm coming right now. I'm leaving right now. Here's my phone number. I'm coming right now. So I'm sitting in the car. So I leave the parking space and I drive multiple towns over and I get there before she got there. And sure enough, at like 7:35. So my wife texts me and says, we're probably 7:30, right? So I get there at 7:20, 7:15. And I'm like 15 minutes away from the restaurant. So I'm like, if she gets here on time, I grab the cookies. I run. She shows up with her daughter, the owner's daughter and her daughter show up. Very nice woman named Gabby. She says, oh, how are you? Nice to meet you. And she opens the store up and she turns the lights on and the register.
Stop.
And she gives me the cookies. I paid for the cookies. I gave her a little cash taste, a little thank you note, which she was very appreciative of. She's like, you don't need to do that. I'm like, who does that, Scary?
Nobody.
Who does that?
No.
So I get the cookies. I fly back to the restaurant. I get back to the restaurant at 7:35. So I text my wife. I'm running a couple of minutes late, but it's for a good reason. So I'm like, they're going to get there at 7:30. I'm going to get there at 7:30. She texts me and says, we're running late. We're looking at like closer to like 7:50, 8 o'clock. So not only did I get the cookies, but now I'm early. Even though I thought I was late. So shout out to Kate, C-A-I-T, and Abby. Neither owner is Kate or Abby. Those are all old owners. But the women, the people who own the place, came back 4.5 hours after they closed to open the bakery so they could get me cookies for my daughter's birthday.
God bless.
And the delicious cookies. So if you're in the area, South Orange, New Jersey, which is not that far from Scary's bougie neighborhoods.
No, my brother lives in South Orange. I'm going to tell him to go to Kate and Abby's. These are the businesses we need to support.
And again, they had no clue where I used to work or, you know, that whatever. They were just like, oh, you're a customer. We want to make your daughter happy.
Amazing.
And we will come back. So there are good people in the world.
It was the blue check mark, wasn't it?
Yes. Probably.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm telling you, that blue check mark on Instagram, like, no. He must be somebody. He's got a blue check mark.
Clicked on my profile and seen where I used to work. No, it wasn't the blue check mark.
How great is that, though? They were so willing to do that. That is awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God. It warms the cockles of my heart.
My cockles? Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're going to warm your cockles, don't do it in front of your webcam.
Hey, my buddy Tall Darren.
The saga of Tall Darren.
Okay.
Is he available? Oh, he's in England. He can't come on the phone.
You avail? Remember, this was the guy, this is my friend Tall Darren, who had that story.
The dog penis problem.
Yeah. He was going to tell the story,
Didn't we tell the story?
Did we tell the story?
I think we did. I don't think we need Tall Darren anymore.
I don't know. Oh. Hey. Hey. Tall Darren.
How are you?
You're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
I love that you call him that on the phone. Hey, Darren, it's David Brody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you ever wake up in the morning and just wish you were Darren at this point?
The funny thing is, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was there ever a short Darren in the mix, in the group?
No.
I don't think so.
He was always just Tall Darren. He was, I don't know why, he always was. You'll always, you will forever be.
There was a comedian who died. He was in the movie Punchline, named Dom Irrera. And he used to do a bit about his neighborhood. There was Big Petey, Little Petey, Fat Petey. There was too many Petes in the neighborhood. So they had nicknames for everybody. But you're just Tall Darren.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, I don't know if it's offensive. It's sort of like, you have other traits, Darren. I've met you. There's other good things to say about you.
I know. Apparently that's the only thing people remember.
I mean, it's not like you're 6'5", 6'6". How tall are you, Darren?
I'm 6'8".
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why he earns the title. So it is 6'5" or 6 hours ahead right now because you're in London, right? How many hours ahead of us?
I am. I'm 5 hours ahead of you all.
Yeah. Well,
Darren, can you settle this for people listening? London is a city, not a country, correct?
It is a city.
The reason I bring this up, I constantly see on social media people saying like, "Oh, what country you're from? You sound like you're from London, right?" Or they're like, "Oh, you're from what?" They assume that London's a country because they can't name any other place in England, and people can't figure out the England and the Great Britain thing and the UK. Have you figured it all out now as an American? Are you good?
Well, you know, I think I'm good, but then when I'm in America, which everybody here calls it America, so not everybody in America calls it America, right? We call it the U.S. Here, everybody refers to it as America. But when I'm in America, and I talk like I'm talking to you all, I can't.
You can't what? You can't keep the connection. Yeah, we lost you half your sentence.
Yeah, when you're in America, you can't what?
When I'm in America and I talk like I'm talking to you all now, after about 10 minutes, inevitably somebody will ask me, what part of the UK or what part of England are you from? Because I love your accent. And I'm looking around like, what are you talking about? Darren, so apparently I talk with a British accent.
Darren is from here and moved to the UK. So yeah, so but you'll forever be for.
Just ask a question, Darren? Yeah. You said people in the UK call our country America and we call it the US. Except I've never heard anyone refer to this country as the US, except if on television, if they're saying the US economy is up or down. This is America. We say America. Don't in England or in the UK, don't they refer to us as the US or the States?
They say the both.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. So this is America.
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 So anyway, so tall Darren he has a dog and you and now who was it that was dog
sitting? This is a non-visual podcast. He can just be Darren for now.
Okay, Darren, you have a dog. You're someone was babysitting your dog or dog sitting. Now Brody can relate. I don't know if Brody can relate to what happened to your dog, but explain what happened. You were away on vacation. We'll take it from there. And you get a phone call.
Yeah. So I'm on vacation in Spain on the beach.
España.
And I left my dog with our cousin or my wife's cousin who is British. So the dog stays here in London and we're in Spain on the beach. And about 3 days in, I'm sitting on the beach, drinking, enjoying my day, and I get a text or a message with a photo. And I'm looking at the photo, and I'm like, what is this that I'm looking at? It's like unlike anything I've ever seen. I show it to my wife, and she's like, I don't know what that is. And I'm looking at it, and then I see the rest of the text. It's from the person watching our dog. And she goes, we have a problem. Now I'm sitting there going, what is the problem? And B, what is this photo? Because I don't know either. So it turns out I'm looking at it and she says that the dog's penis will not retract. It's sticking out.
Was so your then, webcam on?
You can't. So now I'm like, you sent me a doggy dick pic. who does that? I'm looking at it. Now I see it, right? It's like an abstract picture, but when you see it, you can't unsee it. So I'm looking at my doggy's dick.
Now, this was an ongoing problem because apparently it hadn't retracted in a long time, right? How long was it? The time, not the penis.
About 4 hours.
4 hours. Now, Brody, has that ever happened to any of your animals?
Not unless I get them drunk first.
So what was the remedy that needed to happen? And did you pay extra to your cousin for watching your dog after that weekend ended because of what he had to do because of the advice he was given? Why don't you explain that part of the story?
So I called her up and I said, what's going on? And she said, well, I probably should take him to the vet. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Go do that. And then, you know, everything was fine. But then when I came back to London, we had lunch with her and her husband and we got the dog back. And then she proceeded to tell me what transpired before she ever got to the vet. Because that happened before she ever called me, before she got to the vet, she took matters into her own hands and became
literally
a vet herself. Literally, she said, and this I didn't know until later, she said, well, I tried to, you know, I put, you know, Vaseline on my hand and I went in to try to lubricate the area and I'm sitting there and I almost spit out my beer going, I don't think this is going to help the situation. If anything, it's going to
exacerbate.
And sure enough.
No, yeah. No, scary. That's not the exactly word, but you're close.
It became a large problem.
A larger problem.
So it got larger?
Exactly.
So his cousin had to
imagine.
His cousin tried.
Is this
his what?
How big is the dog?
Oh, it's not very big. It's a Havanese, so it's relatively small.
Havanese.
But imagine that the cousin immediately thought, well, I gotta, you know, the only way this is gonna go.
Pictures of Scary would have helped.
The only way this is gonna go down is if I, you know, help it along.
I mean, did she Google it? What do you do? Like, well, her first instinct was to lube it up.
Did the dog I'm reach assuming around? She Googled it. Yeah, I think she Googled it. And then went to town.
But hold on, slices. Do not Google dog with a heart on. Don't do that.
Apparently, that is if you were to Google it, those are the instructions that Google tells you to do. And his cousin just said, "Fuck it, I'm just going in. I'm going to do it." Did he use
I'm
gloves?
Sure the lights went down.
It's a good thing the dog isn't a terrier.
She used gloves. Oh. I don't think she used gloves. I think the lights went down.
If the dog is a terrier, she would have had to Jack Russell.
Hi-o! The lights came on. The lights went down. And the music was playing.
I think she turned on some soothing music.
Some Barry White.
And she proceeded.
Okay, while she was doing it, did she say, Scary, talk, do me a favor, Scary, talk to your brother's dog right now.
Oh, hey, Butters. Come here, Butters. Come here, my little man.
Yeah, did she talk like that? Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? Did she play some Snoop Doggy Dog? Bow, wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay. I don't know.
Needless to say, it had the reverse effect, as you can imagine.
Yeah, so they had a bigger problem on their hands. So finally, what was the final prognosis in case any of the slices listening?
I think we all know how this story ends, Scary. We've all been there.
Do you
need a new carpet?
How did it retract? How did the antenna go back into the pouch?
Well, they eventually did the same thing, except they, did it properly and jammed it in there, I guess. I didn't get the exact. Yeah, I don't really know. All I know is the vet charged me for that. You would think they'd
you
pay
paid
me
for your
that,
dog to get a hand job? You paid for your dog to get a handy?
Twice.
That's expensive, man.
What? Dude,
what is this?
I mean,
is this a?
I taught my dog to give me his paw. That's about it.
Couple of massage parlors. You could have brought it to a massage parlor for half the price, right?
Holy shit! Your dog got a happy ending at the vet.
Yeah, they're usually not happy when they come out of the vet.
And from the babysitter.
What's the dog's motivation not to get a 4-hour boner again?
Right. This could become a habit.
I don't think he has any problem in being babysat again by them.
I don't know. I want to know how the problem started to begin with.
I want to know how much you pay a babysitter and can she fly to America?
Brody's going to start barking in a second. Come babysit me.
I would just like to see a video of the dog's face. Not anything going on. The dog's face when she's took out the Vaseline and started the process. Because the dog's got to be going, what the fuck? And where has this been all my life? And then when you come home, he's got to look at you like, go away. Go back to where you came from. I'm staying with her.
Exactly.
He was a happy dog after that.
Yes.
For sure.
Holy shit. I've heard of giving a dog a bone, but a boner.
Hi-o. Darren, that's why you're the man. I love you, man. I love you, brother. We had a great time in Paris. And
hold on. There's more questions.
There's more questions.
Darren, okay. The slices want to know, how much is a doggy hand job?
How much did the vet charge you, if you don't mind sharing?
About $100.
$100? That's about the going rate. All right. And did they admit to you that they did what your babysitter did to get the job done?
Yeah, but for some reason, it sounded a lot more clinical when they were talking about it.
That's because they had gloves on.
It wasn't as exotic.
But they weren't on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
But what words did they use? When you asked them, how did you do it? What did you do? Did they say, we manipulated the area?
They use like tweezers or what?
Tweezers? Scary. It's not your dick. It's the dog's.
Hey.
Well, what's the terminology, yeah, Darren? What did they
Well, there was anesthesia involved.
Anesthesia?
Because it would hurt?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. Maybe no dog likes to be touched in that way. So in order to relax him, they gave him a sedative.
God. A little mood music, yeah. Red wine? What are we talking here?
I mean, it's a clinical setting in a veterinarian's office, so I don't know how romantic
it would
be.
You describe the dog's overall demeanor when he came out of the veterinarian's room there, when you saw him again? Was he smoking a cigarette?
He was extremely relaxed.
I would imagine
so, too.
Now, did he roll over and go to sleep, or did he want to make sure that the vet was happy?
I did a lot of sleeping, for sure.
Okay. So he's a male dog. I got you. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. See? It was worth the wait. 3 weeks we've been waiting on this.
One more question. I got one more question for Darren.
Oh, my God. Keep going.
Darren, the next time this happens, and I know you do well, you make a nice living, but the next time this happens and you're in the apartment and the dog's got a 4-hour boner, do you think about how much it's going to cost to get it taken care of? Or do you think about how cheap Vaseline is?
It both crossed my mind. It'll be a tough call.
Okay. Fair enough. See if the dog has an opinion. All right, Darren. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Darren. Love you.
All right, guys.
All right. Regular hike, Darren.
Take care.
Later.
There you go.
Told Seriously, Darren. Though, he's 6'8". He's 6'8".
Told Darren's the man.
Yeah.
But there you have it. See, I told you, well worth the wait there, David Brody.
Jeez.
Oh, I got to smoke a cigarette after that one.
I already made that joke.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You know,
so we just dealt with the dog penis dilemma.
Yeah.
I want to run a dilemma by you. I told you on Facebook, I get the riddles popping up on my page a lot.
Yeah.
So this was a riddle. It's not, it shouldn't even be a riddle. It should be fairly simple what to do. But this is the question. I've heard the riddle before. It's a 100-year-old riddle, maybe 75 years, 50 years. And if you want, I can read you some of the answers, or I can get your answer first and then tell you what some of the answers were. Here's the riddle.
Hit me.
It's a brain test. Ready? You are locked inside a car, Scary, mm-hmm. with nothing but a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. How do you get out?
I mean, you want the obvious answer? The obvious
I want you
answer?
To tell me your answer.
I'm locked inside a car with nothing but a baseball bat.
The baseball bat can be metal or wood, whatever you want it to be.
Baseball bat?
Yeah. How do you get out of the car?
I pop the lock and I walk out the door.
Thank you very much.
What?
So
when you're inside a car, you pop a lock open and you walk out.
Yeah. So one person said, I would break the window with the bat and then use the bat to get rid of all the glass around the window.
Oh my God.
And then yell for help.
I think the operative word, yell for help. Yell for
help. They wouldn't reach over and open the door from the outside. They would break the window and yell for help.
Yeah.
This person says, I can't believe you were all saying you would open the door. It clearly says you're locked in.
Oh my God.
This person says some newer cars lock down as soon as the car engine is turned off.
No, they don't. No way. That would be a safety hazard. I don't know what. No. Show me one car where the engine is off and you're inside the car and you can't get out.
There's no such thing.
No, there is no such thing. In fact, they're thinking, their brain is saying,
it's the baseball bat. They got to break the window.
The brain is saying, I'm outside the car, locked out. I need to get in. I have to use
the baseball
bat. No, that's
what their brain is saying. Their brain is saying, hear the word locked. They see the word locked. I'm locked in. So they're saying they think the doors don't open because they're locked in.
Yeah.
But nothing but a baseball bat. So now they have a physical object to break the windows. And 80% of the people are saying, well, I take the bat and I would, or they say, I would take my shirt off and I would wrap the shirt around the bat so that the glass wouldn't hit me.
Oh my
God. All have these intricate explanations.
Get all bloodied. I'll make a tourniquet with my sweater.
Right.
Okay.
So you passed that test.
Okay. Thanks. Are there more?
Well, I'm not going to read all of them. That was just some of them.
Okay. Well, you know, some people gave me credit for you rubbing off on me.
By the way, this is not back to the dog joke.
We're not back to the doggy conversation. Let's be clear about this. This thing that I rubbed off on you, actually, I rubbed off on you. Take this as a compliment. You're rubbing off on me. Actually,
that's the way it goes. Brody and Scary, right?
So, a couple of weeks, actually, last week I was in Miami, and
did you beat that woman?
I was in Miami.
Okay.
Gandhi was there. She was staying at a fancy hotel. I was not staying at that hotel.
You were staying at a different fancy hotel.
But anyway, I wanted to go swim in her pool and she was there. Can we continue and focus on this, please? Thanks.
Did you actually swim or did you stand there with a drink in your hand?
Stand there with a drink in my hand.
I've been in I would say, except for my pool, I've been in, I don't know, 75, 100 pools with you.
Yeah.
I've never seen you swim. Never.
No, because, I mean, you kind of float with a drink in your hand.
You don't float. You stand in the kiddie end, and you stand there with a drink.
I sit down in the kiddie end on a step.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. You've never swam. You sit on the ledge sometimes, but you don't swim.
I cool off.
Right. So you were chilling in Gandhi's pool.
Yeah. But I was on my way there, and Gandhi's like, oh, yeah, shit. You know, don't have a wristband. I got to go find a wristband for you. So I come prepared. I collect pool wristbands from fancy hotels and I collect room keys. So I actually knew that she was going to be staying there. So I brought it down with me and I had it in my pocket and I took
it. It's always the same color?
I took a screenshot of it. I'm like, is this the wristband? And she screenshotted me back and she goes, yep, there it is. And they were a match. Because the fancier the hotel, the fancier the wristband, and they don't really think about changing the color. It was one of those silk jobs, you know, that they, with the little ball, the little knot thing.
Right, so how did you get it off to get off your wrist?
Whenever I go to a pool now, I always keep it really loose.
No, they don't put it on for you? They give you the thing in the moment when you check in.
This isn't a nightclub. They don't, you know, walk in.
Okay.
So I've saved, for instance, certain hotels, they have different colors. So I've now collected like four colors.
Your brother's dog only barks at the dark ones.
Exactly.
Okay.
Four different colors. And then I have a room key. I have room keys from certain places because you don't have to scan it. You just have to show it. So I've amassed a collection. So I talked about this briefly on the big show, Elvis Duran Show, the other day. And no less than three people texted in and said, oh my God, that's what Brody would do. Holy shit, that's great. Oh my God, that's so genius. Brody is finally getting through to you about you know, being able to take advantage. Now, the rest of the show was against me and said that I was stealing. But I'm trying to understand how me being on their property in a body of water, spending money on cocktails, by the way, is stealing anything. It's not like I'm eating their goods or food or drinks for free. What am I doing?
You should have been.
I'm just there. I'm just existing.
If you were Brody level, you would have found food and drinks for free. But
right. But what, do you agree? Do you disagree?
You are not stealing.
I'm not stealing, right? It's not stealing.
If the pool is crowded and your presence in the pool makes it more crowded where people don't want to go in, then you don't belong there. However, if there's 11 people standing in the shallow end and there's plenty of room and you're paying for drinks, they're making money, I don't have a problem with it.
Exactly.
Now, if Gandhi knew you were going to do that, she could have just asked for a second room key.
Well, she, you know, whatever. It's okay. She was about to go help me out, but I said, just save yourself. Just.
I love that you have a collection.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. That was what was discovered, that I've done this before, and I have. Not going to lie. There were some other hotel brands, other popular South Florida hotel brands that I have their you know, wristband.
I would like to see you get a P.O. box or a storage unit of some kind to keep all of it down there. So at any moment's notice, you could go to any hotel you wanted, not just the one you planned for.
Well, I mean, I could just, you know, I mean, I don't have too many. I have like a collection of 10 or 11 different. And then I have a couple from Asbury Park. Not Asbury Park, Long Branch, New Jersey, down the Jersey Shore, certain places with pools. Yeah, I collect them. So what? I said it. I said what I said. I did what I did. I stand behind it.
What went through your head the first time you did that? In other words, I understand why you have 11 now. But when you had none.
My denial of entry the time before that at another place. There was one time we couldn't get in, and I'm like, you know what? From now on, anytime I go to a place with a desirable pool, I'm going to hold on to the wristbands. Now, of course, you may not get a color match if it's a place that changes their colors. Mm. But we're not talking about the paper wristbands. Those paper ones. These are the ones that are usually the plastic ones. But I make sure that I put... And they don't put it on you. They hand it to you. So you put it
on... They trust you like an adult, and you fuck them.
Right.
So now I want you to slice this. Hear me out. This is why I can't invite Scary to my pool. Because he will keep the wristband and then just sneak in anytime he wants with a room key and a wristband and come in and be like, oh, no, I'm staying here today.
But am I hurting anyone at that point? Am I bothering anyone?
My pool, yes. You might be bothering people.
Am I stealing? I'm not stealing.
No, you're
How
not.
How is me existing in a place stealing? It's not.
It's not. I'll tell you what the difference is between you and me. I would do it because I like free shit. I would like to be able to get in there and feel special because I normally couldn't afford that hotel. You do it because you don't like being said no to. You don't like being kept out. Yeah. No one's going to stop me from getting. But here's the thing. You're getting in with the Brody way, but you know you'd rather get in because you're Scary Jones. You'd rather they see you and go,
No, come on, man. What do you think I am? You know I'm not
living,
like
you're
that.
Living my life now. You're like getting in because you were clever. But
yeah.
You'd prefer if you didn't have to. You'd prefer if you were like, oh, I'm at this hotel. I stay at a lot. They should know me. Oh, blue check mark right this way. Come right in. I feel that would be more your lifestyle. No. Your lifestyle would like, you're getting in the Brody way of getting in, which I appreciate. Definitely rubbed off on you. I definitely feel like you're getting in, but you would prefer. I'm surprised you didn't drop Elvis's name.
No.
That's the old school way.
No, I don't play that. I really
yes,
don't.
Yes, you have. No. You've made dinner reservations as him.
I don't. I really don't. I don't.
Have you not?
Wait a second. We have used his name to get some dinner reservations at impossible New York City hotspots.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But again, am I stealing? No. What am I getting anything for free? No. All I want is access. And access is not to be equated with stealing. People are texting in that I was stealing. People were texting in that, you know, it was.
No,
it was,
if you got a free drink or some hors d'oeuvres that were going around, that's technically not, you know. If you went in for the continental breakfast and grabbed a couple of croissants.
Well, that's what Nate did the other day. Oh, my God. He went. We have a very large hotel which hosts a lot of large gatherings for conventions in the corporate world. And it was the middle of the afternoon when he went to go get his car. And it said, this convention right this way, lunch will be served at this time. So Nate tucks his shirt into his pants, rolls downstairs, and grabs a brown bag lunch and walks out with it. Is that stealing?
That's stealing. Yep. That's terrible. That's awful. He should be ashamed of himself.
Well, wait a second. If they, you know that they throw away three quarters of those lunches anyway because nobody
eats.
Do
you?
Well, it is.
Do you?
And it's paid for.
What if I donate them to a homeless shelter?
No.
See, there's always another scenario.
It's a convention
from a homeless guy.
It's a convention for
a woman.
It's a Nike convention, and they're having it at a hotel. All these executives.
Just do it then. Just steal it.
Just steal it. So it's a Nike convention. Now what?
Was he wearing Nike?
Do you feel bad?
Did he run off with it?
Do you feel bad?
Yeah, I feel bad because you're not stealing from Nike. You're stealing from the hotel.
No.
And the homeless people that get the leftovers.
No, it's paid for. Everything's paid for in that room.
Oh, please. Nike just says we'll have 200 people.
I've been known to take a cookie or two when I see a display of, you know, some convention or something at a hotel.
Yeah, I might take a cookie.
The best time to do that is midday, by the way. Middle afternoon, lunch.
Yeah, if there's a lot of people raisin laying around.
If you're dressed nice enough, they don't know who you are. You could be part of it. Maybe you're not. Doesn't matter. And there's no big highfalutin security. It's not like there are big bouncers there staring you down. There's usually a table where people are checking people in with name tags and they're half paying attention, right?
I've snuck into two things. One time we were at a birthday party and we were down the hall and it was one of these hotels that every room is another function. And so we went to, there's a table. It was a guy sitting out in front of a table, checking people in the next party. Looked like they had good food. So I went up to them. I said, I'm going to check in. And he says, you're here for the psychic convention. And I said, you should already know the answer to that. And he let me in.
Hi-oh!
True story. The other time I snuck in, my friend Billy and I at the time were freelance comedy writers for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So it's a while ago. And he had flown his show to New York for a week. I don't know if I've told this story before. If I have, I apologize. And so he did a week in Manhattan at 30 Rock. And so we contacted the people at the show. This is before I was in radio. And we said, hey, we are part of his freelance team. We send in jokes that he pays us for, and he did buy jokes for me. We'd like to attend the show. So they got us tickets. So all we heard online was that they were having a big party at the Rainbow Room, which is at the top of 30 Rock, beautiful restaurant. And we're like, well, we're not invited to this big party. Well, let's just go up to the top floor, whatever floor it's on, and try to get in. So we go there, and there's a long, long table, end-to-end. The hallway is huge. And it's got, you know, those clear plastic name tags? They have a pin on the back, and you can pop in pieces of paper.
Yes.
You just slide in the paper.
Yeah, of course.
It's a little fold over.
Yeah.
The table is covered with everybody who works at NBC. Everybody's names with a little NBC logo. His names, and people are picking up their names, pinning it to their shirt, and walking in. So he goes, well, we can't go in. Our names aren't going to be here. So we looked, and it was all alphabetical. Our names weren't there. I said, nobody's checking. Just take a pin.
Sure.
So he went in as somebody who works at NBC. I grabbed Chris Farley's name tag. I went in as Chris Farley, and I grabbed another one that wasn't Chris Farley, just in case I got caught. I grabbed two, and we walked right in. And then for the rest of the night, we were those people.
That's hysterical.
And so we got to say hi to Jay Leno. Bill Cosby was there before he was Bill Cosby the criminal. So we talked to Bill Cosby. We did everything. But we just grabbed the name tag, pinned it on our shirts, and walked in.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I have Chris Farley's. He was still alive back then, obviously. We just walked right in.
Sometimes you got to be a little assertive. Sometimes it's okay to pull a Brooklyn, as I like to say. Because that's a very Brooklyn move.
Absolutely. So, you know what else?
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
I love how you start talking right before
I was wrapping up. I had a punchline. I had an hour. I was going to say, you know what else is a very Brooklyn?
Wait, hold on. Let's do it again. We're not going to. Okay, ready? Go ahead. What else is Brooklyn, Brody?
No, you're supposed to say that's very Brooklyn. Yeah, like you did before.
That's very. Are we going to edit this? Probably not.
No, we don't edit.
Okay. All right. You know, so that's very Brooklyn.
You know what else is very Brooklyn?
What's that?
Hitting the Brooklyn Boys jingle to make money.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
It's not worth the wait at that point. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Speaking of going to commercial.
Yes, sir.
I listen occasionally to another app that isn't iHeartRadio because I listen to a sports show here in New York, WFAN. And they are on the Odyssey app, not a sponsor. And you can listen to every segment of the show. So once they do the show, you can go back and listen like from 10 to 10:30. It'll say like they talked about this at this minute and you can go back and
sure.
It's all in chapters. And what happens is once the chapter ends, they go to commercial. And when they go to commercial, you can't change chapters. You're locked in and you can't do anything but listen to the commercials. And if you hit any buttons, it says you can't change the station.
That's awful.
You can't do anything when the commercials are running. So I realized two things. One, when they go to commercial, I just close the app and reopen it. So fuck that. And number two, whenever they go to commercial, they do a live read. In other words, the hosts of the show do a commercial.
Yeah.
So they'll go, we're going to be down in Jersey Shore this weekend to kick off Memorial Day weekend. Come on. I know that they're wrapping up by doing the advertisement for their weekend. So then as soon as they do that, I just skip to the next chapter. So I don't have to listen to the commercials.
Yeah.
They telegraph when they're going to commercial.
I love that.
So thank you guys for inadvertently tipping off this radio expert. Now I'm giving the slices a little hint. Don't do that with our commercials because our commercials are important. And we don't lock you in. If you're right in the commercial, you don't have to, you're not locked in. You could skip, go back, change, come back. But especially when we run the commercial for HelloFresh, you should listen to that because it's right. Me and Skiri.
In fact, that's talking what I was about to talk to everyone about. We should definitely talk about HelloFresh. Now we're going to give them some extra love here because
this is not a commercial.
This is not a commercial.
I brought them up because I am so enjoying cooking the food that is already pre-portioned and pre-bagged and on a laminated map that I can look at.
I'll tell you what, we're really excited to have them on as one of our first of the new year. Our first people of 2023 who actually believe in us as hosts. So we, especially companies like that, like HelloFresh, we want you to support if you can. We have that code. Again, this is not an official commercial that they're paying for, but they are a partner of ours. It's, what was the code, Brody? It's Brooklyn Boys 16.
16. Yep.
So you get 16 free meals. Use that code at checkout. That will also instruct HelloFresh that you heard it on the Brooklyn Boys. See, that's their little behind the scenes action. I just pulled the curtain back. So when you get started with HelloFresh. Now, if you don't know what HelloFresh is, we hope that you do by now. But it's basically all fresh ingredients delivered to your door, and they give you just the right amount, just the right portion size. So this way, there's no waste. And they make some kick-ass meals, and they turn any bad cook into a five-star chef. You would be amazed at what you can do in 25 to 45 minutes, depending on the recipe, using HelloFresh. So try it out. Get your 16 free meals, but you got to use the code BROOKLYNBOYS16 in the checkout, and they'll get you started. The meal, and then you get to customize the box. Now, that's like a newer thing where you could select. You say, oh, I'm not a fish guy. Only want chicken. Only want beef. Perfect. They'll make sure to do that. You get to pick and choose things that you do and don't want. And they now have desserts, too. Some amazing looking desserts.
Yeah, and because I'm the one making it, if I want to leave out an ingredient, I got a zucchini sitting on my counter that I don't want to eat. And I'm going to give to my friend who likes, his wife likes zucchinis. Whatever. I don't know what she's doing it. But she can do whatever you want. Put in any kind of meal she wants to make. I don't have to eat it. So I got the sausage pasta with zucchini. I just didn't put the zucchini in.
Right.
Thank you, HelloFresh, for giving me that freedom.
Is it HelloFresh.com/BrooklynBoys and then use the code BrooklynBoys16? I think it is. I don't know. I don't have it. Because this is not an official commercial, I don't have the information in front of me. But I think that's what it is, right, Brody? I believe.
I feel like you should have it in front of you, but yeah.
Brooklyn Boys, it's HelloFresh.com/BrooklynBoys and then use BrooklynBoys16 at checkout. All right. What else do you want to talk about? And then we got to get out of here. I'm going to see Blink-182 tonight. I don't know about you.
Well, I would have gone, but I wasn't invited.
But wait a second now. Hold on.
When you had a cancellation.
These weren't free tickets. These cost money.
Yeah, I have money.
You would have come,
I have money.
You don't strike me as the biggest Blink-182 fan.
Oh, I'm not, huh? Okay. No. And you are?
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty big fan from way back. Yeah, why?
Well, I'm just saying, you assume that I'm not a fan, but, you know, damn it. I mean, what's my age again? Am I too old to go?
This is growing up. Yeah,
How about all the small things I say to you about liking Blink-182.
How about the most clever album name of all time? Take off your pants and jacket. Which is Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
That's, I mean, unless you're edging.
J-A-C-K-E-T.
Unless you're edging like the dog. I mean, I'm feeling this now. I wanted to go, but no, not now.
All right.
Now I don't get to go. Damn it.
What's your age again?
What's my age again? Do I have ADD?
Are you feeling this?
No, after midnight, I'm going to call you tonight.
Sorry you weren't invited to the rock show.
Always. Always you forget to invite me. Every time I look for you, you're not there. I thought I was down.
Well, Brody, I'll tell you what.
I'll just stay home bored to death.
We'll miss you.
No, I really wish I hated you. I don't. But I have a dark side, and that may come out.
The only difference here is I'm doing this shit off the top of my head, and you're reading off their website. So
all of this? I am not.
Okay, you're pulling the song title. I'm pulling them out of my ass because
I'm just coming up with names with reckless abandon. This is what I do.
I'm a true fan, you asshole. And you? Okay, you love the wordplay. Honestly, give me a concert. Where can we meet in the middle here? Like, what is a concert that both of us love? Obviously, you know, the name behind you on the Step and Repeat says it all. The Brooklyn Boys, the Beastie Boys, but they will never play again.
By the way, speaking of the Beastie Boys, if you go see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, not a spoiler, but No Sleep Till Brooklyn is in the movie.
Yeah.
And a couple of people tweeted at me saying all they could think about was our podcast, which is great.
But
the scene is fantastic.
I also want to thank the 1,200 of you who sent me the Oppenheimer flyer that Oppenheimer is coming out.
Oh, yeah, the movie. Yeah,
Oppenheimer, the movie is coming out based on my phone tap character of the same name. What are the odds? Who is Oppenheimer anyway? So anyway,
He was a scientist who invented the nuclear bomb.
Who knew?
If I remember correctly.
I didn't know that, but
you didn't know?
Well, I mean, I know now because of this film coming out. But whatever. Okay. Is that all we have to cover? Because I gotta go.
You're kidding me.
Well, I gotta take a shower. I mean, I don't want to stink. For Tom DeLonge. Tom is back in the band. What's up?
What? Tom DeLonge?
Tom is back in the band. Yes. I mean, that's partly why I'm so excited, because people are like, well, what's the big deal? They've been touring all these years and doing all these concerts.
It's a huge deal. I'm also a fan of Angels and Airwaves.
Okay.
If you must know. No, I it's okay.
What show can we see together?
The Rock Show.
We need to do that. Taylor Swift?
I'm even a fan of his British accent when he goes, in my head.
In my yed.
He says, my yed. I'm a big fan. I love them.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to see Taylor Swift. You going to that?
I'm trying to get into that show.
What's the name of the tour, big fan?
Not the easiest. It's the Eras Tour.
Very nice.
Come on, Brody. Right. What are you trying to do here?
Well, I'm going. My wife and kids and I are going. We're excited. We're able to get tickets. We're very lucky.
I don't have those yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you'll probably use one of your connections. You'll figure it out.
I'm going to try. All right.
I'm going to see Kiss in December for their last ever show. I have tickets. Last ever. Ooh. Ever. This time's for real.
Maybe that's the show that I should see with you.
Oh, I may have an extra ticket if you want to go. They're not cheap.
Is this a show that I'd want to see?
You might be able to name two songs. God, name two songs. And one of them can't be Rock and Roll All Night.
Okay, I'm dead.
Big fan.
I don't know too many of their songs. I know them.
I don't know two. Never mind too many.
I don't.
All right, finish this title.
Okay,
Detroit.
Rock City.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Come on, give me another one.
I Was Made.
For Loving You, Baby.
There you go.
Okay, see, I know their songs.
You know the back halves of titles of two songs.
I Was Made for Loving You, Baby.
Very good.
Okay, I could sing it, too. What else?
That's it. You got
what's that woman's name? The song with the woman's name?
You mean the Grammy Award-winning 1976 hit?
Yeah, that one.
Beth.
Beth, that's the song. I knew that one, too. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not a big fan. I'm an okay fan, but it's an event, and I want to be part of events. You know that. If it's an event, it's like their last show.
If I take you and real Kiss fans find out that I had a ticket to their last show ever when they retire after 50 years of being a band, and I took you, they'd kill me.
Well, I'll just show.
Now, if you want to pay me over face value, so I can deduct the cost of my ticket,
you should
work that out.
You should show up in makeup so nobody recognizes you. Then how about that?
Yeah, I'm going to wear full kabuki makeup like the band does. By the way.
Yeah.
You know where Gene and Paul are from, the guys in Kiss?
Brooklyn!
Queens! Queens!
Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn!
But they're both Jewish.
Boys
tribe.
From Brooklyn!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.